Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Today, we're hearing from a recording of 12th to 14th century Latin conductus and rondelet from Swiss monasteries and libraries performed by the Moscow-based ensemble Labyrinthus, titled Carmina Helvetica. The CD was released by Romklang in 2013. Let's jump right in with a rondelus, a type of medieval polyphonic piece which can generally be identified by its use of the compositional device of voice exchange. Usually, two or three musical phrases are first sung together and then repeated by each of the other voices in alternation. Aided by its characteristic regular phrasing, the rondelus is also linked to a form of clerical dance. We've been hearing the rondelus, Posiolus nobis nascitur. Like the several other rondelet on this recording, this one comes from the Codex 314 of the Benedictine Engelberg Abbey, compiled sometime around 1370. Lots of other wonderful pieces can be found in similar Swiss medieval manuscripts. On track 12 of this recording, you can hear a variant of the monophonic conductus Homo Natus ad Laborum, by Philip the Chancellor, taken from a Zurich manuscript. And on track 16, you can hear Virgo Deum Generat, from a St. Gallen manuscript. Some, like the piece heard on track 4, Procedenti Puero, are also preserved in manuscripts in France and elsewhere, but quite a few are only found in Swiss sources. But for now, let's continue with the Engelberg Codex with a two-part conductus, Ovans Chorus Scholarium, a piece thought to be composed in the 12th century by Gaultier du Châtillon. Conductus is a metrical Latin song that is often considered the predecessor to the 13th century motet. Conductus usually have two or three voices. The one we've been hearing has two parts, and those two parts are especially striking in their interactions of parallel fifths. Music from this time is primarily vocal, but instruments make their way into Ensemble Labyrinthus' recording, and to good effect, I think. In his liner note, director of the ensemble, Daniel Ryabchikov, makes reference to several written sources and also iconography that suggests that instruments like the viel, sitol, psaltery, and others could have been used with this vocal music, even in a church setting. Ensemble Labyrinthus also includes some purely instrumental renderings on the CD, but let's hear the interaction of voices and instruments in a sacred piece. Here's an anonymous rondelus, Veni Sancte Spiritus, Come Holy Spirit.
Veni Sancte Spiritus,
a rondolus performed with instruments and voices by Ensemble Labyrinthus. Based in Moscow and formed only in 2010, we've been hearing from the group's debut CD. I am admittedly not fully in touch with the early music scene in Russia, but it seems to me that Russian ensembles dedicated to the performance of this kind of repertory are few and far between. I've certainly not come across them before, and so Ensemble Labyrinthus is a welcome addition to my early music radar. That's it for now. If you'd like to know more about today's recording, you can find it on our website. Just visit harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and don't forget to visit our online shop, where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.